Rapid City criminal justice leaders are looking for ways to lower the disproportionate number of Native inmates in the Pennington County Jail. One suggestion, offered at a meeting Tuesday, is to survey inmates to find out what it would take to keep them out of jail. The community meeting was led by members of the Native American Outreach Subcommittee, part of a group vying for a grant through the MacArthur Foundation. It seems like a simple enough concept. To find out what people need, ask them. Pennington County Public Defender Alicia Fuller says that's a good way to start lowering the jail population.
Wouldn't it be a good idea to say, hey, what do you need to be successful? Why are you drinking in the park? Well, I'm drinking in the park because I don't have a job to go to, or I don't have a home to drink in. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's ultimately, perhaps we could craft a fairly simple survey for inmates in the jail. What's going to help you not come back to jail?
But it's not enough just to find out what they need. Police cultural advisor Vaughn Vargas says it's also important to have options for people coming out of jail and to let inmates know about them. And Vargas says the solution requires public action.
I mean, you really need business input. You need businesses in Rapid City who support this and who are willing to take people who finish this program.
Vargas says the program, if done right, could change lives. Fuller and Vargas were two participants in a public meeting held to find ways of keeping Native people out of jail. Other recommendations included making it easier for Natives to get official IDs, allowing them to turn themselves in on a warrant and resolve the case in the same day, and taking the criminal justice system to the reservations to work with Pennington County defendants who return home and can't or won't travel back to Rapid City to go through the process. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.